Oh, she's here. Go live. What happened? Having trouble connecting. Please check. Connection. What's wrong with my connection? See her. Okay, looks like you're connected. All right, let's take a look. Let's take a walk on the wild side. Should be good. Let's see here what we got going on. When did it go there? Oh, it did. Alrighty. Looks like it's working. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Yep. Okay. Let's check the Rumble. Rumble in the jungle. Okay, so Virginia's there. Wild times, audio, visual, great. Okay. All right. Okay, looks like they're all showing up today. I don't know what's going on. Oh, look at this. Test, test, test. Okay. All right. I think they're all working today. I don't believe this. Something actually happened. Something, it works. Something is working for a change. Wow. Amazed. I'm impressed. I'm impressed. All right. So who we got in here? We got Karen, Virginia, Susan, Ryan. All right. Am I a little early? No, I'm a little late, actually. All right. I'm going to get into the show because the show is going to be pretty intense today, more so than normal. As you know, I have opinions about things, and I'm not scared to express my opinions, especially when it comes to, extinction events. No audio here. What? What do you mean no audio there? Okay, is anybody else in Rumble? Let me see here real quick. Virginia, are you in Rumble or are you in StreamYard? Should be working. Anybody in Rumble? Wild times. Okay. I don't know what to say. Looks like it's working. Hold on a second. I didn't really test, test. Let me see here. Test, test. Test, test, test. Test 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm both. I'm in Rumble. Okay, can now I can hear. Okay. All right. All right, cool. As I say, and Rumble. Okay. Can you hear me in Rumble or no? Mayuki. Can hear you on Rumble. Okay. Cool. Even Japan can hear me in Rumble. And they're really far away. My voice carries over the ocean. All right. When we get into a extinction event, this is going on globally, but I'm going to speak in referencing to Canada, primarily Canada, but this also affects the United States. This also affects America. And I've been saying for the longest time, for those of you who live in the land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, you have to pay attention to Canada because what's going on there is coming here. Okay, it's coming here. Don't think for 1 minute, oh, it's in Canada. We're not affected. It's coming and it's going to bite you in the ass if you don't pay attention. Has anybody ever wondered why we have a draft? Why are eight countries Kurt from Missouri. Okay, we hear you. Oh, see, even Missouri can hear me. All right, cool. I told you, my voice carries. Ever wonder why we have a draft? Ever think about that for a minute? Why do we have a draft? Everyone thinks it's so we can conscribe young men and women to go and fight a war. But what if that's not true? What if that's been the biggest line of bullshit we've ever been told, the excuse for war? What if that was the case, that this whole fucking thing was nothing but a lie, a fucking lie? Tonight's show might be a little bit Canadian, more so than normal, so just so you have a heads up, so you can't handle the Canadian language, go find the Mickey Mouse channel. Why do we have the transgender, bender, LGBTQ, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or whatever the hell they are? Why is that actually happening? You ever think about that? Like, what is really the agenda behind that? These are the real dumb people. Gotta tell you, if you're in that rainbow shit, you're fucking retarded beyond belief. And that's insulting those people who are mentally challenged. You are that dumb. And if you know anybody that's into this shit, if you let them listen to this show, because this is going to be an eye-opener for them. The whole reason why this rainbow movement is going on, especially in Canada, you go to Canada, you know, and you got these fucking flags flying everywhere. Instead of having the maple leaf flying, we got this fucking rainbow. Okay, and it's bullshit. Now, why is that happening? What is the real agenda behind the whole trans movement? Why is it if you say, call somebody the wrong pronoun, that they, you know, get all mad, call the police, and get fined? Why is the law enforcement protecting this stupidity? It's a retarded thing, period. The answer to that question is, okay, Europe has got 8 countries that is now subscribing young men and women to join the military. Canada, we are now offering you 2 services. You can either change your gender or we can help you die. Okay? To help you die. The murder assisted in death. That's the program we have in Canada. Now, why do we have MAID? Why do we have MAID in Canada? Oh, Canada. Why do we have that? I know you guys are saying, we get to the fucking thing, get to it. I am. Because when these people that go to MAID, and this is again for those of you getting in this whole depressed thing because life in Canada is becoming a fucking bitch, because they are called 3 more new taxes, you know, coming in, you know, more bullshit, shutting down any imports that don't have the French label, now creating a bigger division with Quebec is such horseshit. But why is all this going on? What's the real reason? Organ harvesting is the biggest business in the world right now. That money laundering and organ harvesting. Now, let's break all this shit down, shall we? You have a young man, young woman, get drafted into the military. They get trained to go and die. What happens on the field? Well, let's say they're not dead. Let's say they are. They now can have their organs harvested and sent to the Ukraine. Now, what got me on this was this whole redacted thing I saw about what's going on in Ukraine. It's such bullshit. Now, we harvest those organs, and so now they're being harvested so that the highest bidder can now buy a replacement part. So what's going on? So you're sending your boy or your girl off to fight some imaginary boogeyman. This is what happened in Vietnam. This is what happened in Korea. This is what happened in the Second World War. This is all about harvesting organs and people. Population control, organ harvesting. Now, let's get to the transgender, bender, sender, whatever. Okay. You got a guy, born a man, he's got a dick, set of balls, and he's a man, but he feels like he's a woman because the educational system and the propaganda by the Canadian government has been telling people, you were born in the wrong body. We can fix that for you. Come on down. We will create a surgical procedure for you that will give you the body that you are supposed to be into. Because after six decades, right, of eating all these endocrine disrupting chemicals, all these plastics, these metals, all these things have been fed to people, the soy, the pea, the rice, all this shit, the health food industry's been propagating flaxseed oils and all these estrogenic foods that they've been propagating as health. What happens now? You know, the males have lost their testosterone. Their testosterone receptors are now bound with estrogen instead of testosterone. And after years of all these pesticides and all these herbicides and fungicides, all these feminizing hormones have now corrupted the male genetics. So now what happens is you tell this young man, hey, buddy, we can fix you. We can set you up. And now all we're going to do is we're going to cut off your balls and we're going to give you a flower. We're going to give you a set of boobs. We're going to give you hormones that you can take to give you that feminized whatever. And the women, same thing with the women. Now, the women say, well, you know, I'm more macho than I'm a girl, and blah, blah, blah. And this all happens through the course of puberty. You go through these changes. Sometimes you have this, sometimes you have that. But eventually it balances out, provided you are not being poisoned with endocrine disrupting chemicals or taking fucking hormones. Now, you're taking this, you tell a woman, come on down, and we're going to give you the body that you've always wanted, the male physiology. We're going to take away your boobs. We're going to take away your ovaries. We're going to take away your uterus. We're going to take half your arm off, grow you a dick, attach it to you. You won't be able to use it. You'll be able to use it for jump roping, but you won't be able to use it for anything else. And meanwhile, what has really transpired here? We have harvested their organs. The organs are being harvested. This is an extinction level event going on in Canada right now. Okay? It's not about
the... Can you hear me?
Hey?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who's this?
This is VA.
Who?
Virginia Prepper.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I just wonder if you could hear me. I was hearing you twice.
Okay. Well, you might because you're on two different networks.
So do I need to get off stream?
No. You can just mute one.
Okay.
Mute your Rumble or mute your stream. Either one.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So we got two people. You got people now going in to get a sex change, and in all reality, it's all about harvesting their organs. Now, let's get into the murder assisted in death game. Okay, we had a show a couple weeks ago, and what happened was people now are capitulating to dying, having the government kill them. So what happens, they give them a paralytic. Then the second thing they give them is one of the shots they give them to kill them. So now they're drowning, and the drowning effect can take up to 24 hours. What happens in that time frame? Their adrenaline is off the mark. All their juices, all their, you know, their chemicals in their body are now at maximum output. And when they go to take their organs, these people can sometimes still be alive. Imagine that. Go in to commit suicide. They basically give you a paralytic, shut down your ability to speak, shut down your ability. You're panicking. You can't, you know, they can't see you panicking because this is what they have told the frickin' medical people who are about as dumb as a bag of rocks. All they know how to do is just basically take orders from a government that will slaughter Canadians. Canadians are being extinct. Now, the other little tidbit about that, and this is not a racist thing, this is a reality thing for those of you in Canada, and doesn't mean because of what I'm saying they're going to avoid getting you. Trust me, if you got the juice, they're coming for you, honey. They're coming for you there, buddy. They are coming for you. Okay, they are coming for you. I had a friend of mine who was dating a Native woman, and she was in her 30s. And apparently she had a specific gene or DNA or organ. And what did they do? They put her in the hospital. They wouldn't let her out. They said she had cancer. She didn't have cancer. What did they do? They starved her to death for 4 weeks. The guy tried to put some stuff on her feet that I gave her to get her for the cancers, which I don't think she had. They killed her and harvested her organs. And she was a Native. Now, in Canada, we got a hard-on in Canada for those of us who are of European descent, the lighter-skinned people. You know, we got people who are dark-skinned, medium-toned skin, and the light-skinned. So we got all these different shades of skin. So what is happening now is they're going after those with the light skin. They're even offering the maid service to the male population in old Canada to have it done for free. And for those who are going for the transgender, gender, sender, whatever, they are giving this, they're paying the $75,000 fee so you can go in and get your organs harvested. Now, if you're of that specific descent, they are now telling you can't get it. You can't apply for a job. If you're light skinned, you can have this offer for you. They're going after what they call the white man. There's no such thing as a white man, but this is the bullshit they've been programming people to believe, that we have white people. We don't have white people. We don't have black people either. But we do have people with organs. Okay. No, they don't have to be alive. They don't have to be alive to harvest the organ. See, because you have to understand, once you load up the organs with all the different chemicals that they produce at the highest maximum rate, you can extract that. You can extract that. You can come up with all kinds of peptides when they're all up, all the organs are popped up. We are not, everything we've been told about this whole agenda bender bullshit, this rainbow bullshit, is nothing but an advertisement to harvest Canadian people's organs. And this is going on in America too. Now, for those of you who live in the land of the slave and ruled by the depraved, let me tell you what the global bank wants to do to you with the stars and the stripes. They want to take away your ability to grow food by 2030. No farming. And that will come to Canada. You know damn well that'll come to Canada because tiddlywinks there, old toodles. In Ottawa, he'll just bend over and, he'll go along with it. And then he'll tax Canadians more. Now, what's going on in Canada? Canada is being attacked by the federal government, by the parliament. They're causing so much unrest and undue stress on the Canadian people. Dingleballs in Ottawa, can we call him Dingleballs? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have any. But Dingleballs in Ottawa is now, he's put two carbon taxes on Canadians. Because you know why? And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why he's getting away with it. Because Canadians are stupid. You're fucking stupid. Gotta tell it to you the way it is. You're fucking stupid. Because you've allowed yourself to be sacrificed on the altar of the pharmaceutical companies. You didn't say no with the corona. You all got scared instead of doing a little research, doing a little digging, seeing that A, it was an experimental drug, B, there was no proof that a damn thing even existed. You went along with it. And you didn't go along with it once. You went along with it twice, three times, four times, five times, six times, not thinking at all what was really going on. This was all about harvesting you. Harvesting you. Why do you think they're going after your kids? Why do you think they're going after your children to, give them the shot and without your permission? Why do you think that's all going on? You think this is going on because they care about you or your kid? They don't give a fuck about you. They never did. All they cared about is what they could get out of you. And you know what they're going to get out of you now is blood. Literally your organs. Your hormones, your genes, your DNA, they are going to harvest this, and they're going to harvest this at the highest level all across Canada. And if you are still this naive to believe that your government is taking care of you, look at the fucking country right now. Look at it. You think this is the Canada we had? We had a Canada where we could raise our kids in the country, and they would have had a life. They would have had a childhood, could grow up as kids and develop into people and get educated and become a pillar of society, civilized. That's not happening. Now you got three more taxes coming, three more taxes and import restrictions. If the labels are not in French, they may not be able to get across the border. This came out as well. They are now going to tax your healthcare system. They're going to tax the materials, the lumber to build these new homes. So yeah, the Liberal Party is going to build you a new home, but now they're going to tax the shit out of the wood. And there's a third tax. Now I'd have to look at it again. Where the hell is this thing? Home building and food. Your food is going to have more taxes. You think seriously that the government cares about you? Think seriously they're going to give a rat's ass about you? They're going to tax you to death, literally. They're going to tax you to a point where you're going to ask to be committed to suicide so they can harvest your organs. This is an organ harvesting event going on in Canada. That whole rainbow is all bullshit, all of it. It's because they want to harvest those organs. And they got people believing whatever bullshit they're believing. You know, if you're a gal and you got the high beams and the flower, that means you have a uterus, ovaries that's designed to reproduce a child by receiving the seed. If you're a male and you got a penis and it can get erected and you can ejaculate a sperm, that makes you a male. This is how you're designed. You have the equipment. The reason why you act the way you do is because you've been poisoned with endocrine disrupting chemicals and a variety of different other environmental toxins. This is why you're the way you are. And then listening to these educators, these propagators of bullshit, telling you that you are not what you think you are, some psychological horseshit, okay, to get you to surrender the very essence of what makes you who you are. This is all organ harvesting. This is what we are dealing with today. This is an extinction event going on right now in Canada. Canada is the prototype of becoming an extinct society. And this is not just Canada happening, but I'm speaking as a Canadian about what's going on in Canada. Okay, I'm speaking also as a North American, speaking what's going on in the United States, letting you know that we are in a paradigm here. There's no coming out. I'm listening to these fucking retards for the presidential election, Biden and Dingbat, you know, the guy that actually warp-sped the bioweapon, warp-sped something that was untested, warp speed. Oh, we designed a vaccine in record time. Oh, what a phenomenal breakthrough. Woo, woo, woo. Working on it since 1965. The LNP was put into this thing when they came out with it out of Canada, of all places, right? Oh, Canada. And what did they do? They slaughtered millions, billions. The numbers you're getting, all you got to do is just do a little mathematics. Just do a little mathematics if you can still function that way. You still have a brain cell that's actually working. Some of you say, why am I being such a dick about this? Because you've been such a bunch of dumbasses. You won't even stop to look at anything because you're so complacent and decadent. And all you care about is a fucking hockey game. Get over it. This is real life, and they're trying to butcher and slaughter everybody in the country. Why do you think they're bringing in all these imports? Do the math on this. You've lost 4 million people in the last 4 years that have left Canada. You actually have about 9.6 million Canadians that have died from these injections. And how many organs of those people have been harvested? So if you look at it, if you round it up, it's 13.6 million people have left one way or another. And they're trying to tell us that we got 41 million Canadians. That's bullshit. A, Canadians are not making any babies because they cannot afford any babies. B, even if they were bringing the numbers that they're saying, they would nowhere be able to reach that high level on the population. See, we're only making about 1.3 babies per family. That means that we were on our way to extinction anyway. And don't tell me that all we need to do is make more babies. Really? So do we have 20 years? No. And with all of you loaded with all this nanotechnology that's inside of you, what do you think you're going to be producing? They're going to be producing nothing but more mutants, kids that have technology growing inside of them. Till that's eradicated, till we stop these fucking chemtrails hitting the planet, that's never going to stop. Till we stop having these frequencies targeting everybody and taking everybody out or causing radiation damages, that forget it. Your kids, you could be pregnant, you get hit with a DEW, and guess what? You'll lose the child. Or the child will be born with some defect. And if you happen to be of European descent, that probability is a lot higher for you right now. They don't want any more people that can grow and develop a brain. Most of these immigrants coming to the country, the first generation especially, will not do anything. They'll just go out there, work, try to make money, because that's the normal routine. That generation will prepare for the next generation. And by the time the next generation comes along, guess what? They'll be harvested. They'll be hit with directed energy weapons. They will be going through the same thing you're going through. And like I said, we're in an extinction event. Why are they doing what they're... And Quebec, the premier of Quebec. Seriously? He's been killing Quebecers. The Quebec government has been killing Quebecers with the same bullshit. Same organ harvesting program is going on, except it's just done now in a more isolated area because there's been a division in Canada over what the dingbat's father did back in the 80s. So we're seeing the same thing going right across the board. And if you go out to the eastern part of Canada, same shit. Same shit. And if we're not paying attention to what's going on in this country, and again, nobody in Canada knows what's going on in Canada. The eastern seaboard hasn't a clue what's going on in central or western Canada. The west doesn't know what's going on in the central or the east or up in the territory. Nobody has a clue. And how many natives have been harvested? How many natives have been? This has been going on since the first visit with the Queen up in Alert Bay. This is still going on. Some of you might say, oh, it couldn't be happening in Canada. Shit, grow up. Wake up. You open your eyes. Take a look at the country. Why are we in such a debt? Why are we in such a mess? Maybe, perhaps, we should maybe cut the treaty with China. Since that has come into our lives, we have been losing everything. Everything. We don't make anything anymore. It all comes from over there. We can't afford to make anything over here anymore. Everything's overpriced when we do make our own stuff, and yet we have all the raw building materials to make our own stuff here. Yet it makes no sense, does it? So we've been disarmed economically. Like I said, I saw this with Redacted. I'm going to play the video, but it really got me to thinking what's really going on here. We are no longer, we don't have a country. We don't even have a nation anymore. What we have is a war going on in this country, this war going on in this territory, this war going on in the land to exterminate Canadians. And you have to start growing up here, putting away childish things that have absolutely no bearing on any reality. How many of you got kids? How many of you got kids? You still trust the medical association to give them an injection? How many of you have actually looked at what's in these injections? Or you just assume that these things are safe? You go on my website, you'll see how safe they really are. What's really in these things, which alter the genetic code of every child that gets these injections between the mercury, the aluminum, the animal parts, the animal blood. And that's not the corona. That's just the normal injections. How many of you even have looked at what's going on there? See, by creating these genetic anomalies in our bodies, okay, they call you a human. You're not a human. But they can call you that because now you have properties inside of you that may have created a mutation effect in your system. And now you're doing that to your children. You're basically handing them over to the government. You're basically handing them over to the pharmaceutical companies that own the patents of these on these injections. This is a harvesting program going on from day one. And now it's being expedited even further. And because you don't have any rights or any say anymore, and because the patents are all there, now they're, like I said, they have a new type of CRISPR. It doesn't just take a little bit here and a little bit there. It takes literally regions of your helix in regarding to what is inside of you, causing more mutations, because now they can add to you different components that are not meant to be there. This is all weaponized. This is all weaponization of the highest magnitude. So when we're looking at all the things that are going on today, in regarding to all the harvesting, the corruption that's going on, okay, in the Ukraine has hostels where they're seeding women so that they can produce babies. Some of those get adopted, some of them get harvested. Imagine that. That's going to be happening here. Imagine the scenario. It's a scenario. It's not necessarily real yet. It may be real in some places of Canada. Maybe real in some places in the world. But imagine a scenario where you can no longer afford rent. You can no longer afford to buy food. You can no longer afford to even go to work, okay? Because everything you're doing is now subjected to a higher level of taxation where you cannot afford to do anything. And you have a child. You have a baby. And they make you an offer to wipe out your debts if you give them your child. What would you do? What would you do? These are hard questions. Not really. But for some of you, it's a very difficult challenge. Oh, I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my car. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my status. But all I got to do is give away my child to the government. Give my child away to the pharmaceutical companies. And what are you going to do in 5 years? Because I know Canadians are not going to do anything. You know, I know what I'm talking here, and I know very well that very little of you will do anything. And most of you are going to leave, which in my humble opinion is probably the best option, because the majority of Canadians that are still here are not going to do anything anyway. They're just going to sit there and keep on watching their TV and drinking their beer and saying, what could I do? What could I do? Well, you know, I can't do nothing. What could I do? And just surrender. So for those of you who have enough brains to be able to manage to get your affairs and get out, I think you're the smart ones. Because until everybody grows up in the country, nothing's going to change. But what would happen if you have that scenario? You have a scenario where you now have all this overwhelming load on you, and you have a child. 4-year-old child looks up at you with her, you know, bright eyes and bubbly eyes and her smile. And all you got to do is give that away. Give that child away to the governing institutions, and they'll wipe everything clean and give you back your status. That, believe it or not, is called Baal worship. That is Moloch worship. You are sacrificing your child to the demons. I'm presenting this because nobody else is going to tell you about this. Nobody's going to talk to you about this. And with all the maligning data about the whole, you know, status of the LGBTQ, that's all manipulation. The rainbow is just manipulation. Come on down. You're the next contestant of Let's Remove Your Organs. Let's change your identity. Let's harvest your balls. Let's take away your ovaries. Let's remove your uterus. Let's remove your penis. Somebody will buy those. We'll make billions. All you got to do is surrender your child. Surrender your body. Surrender yourselves to this, whatever you want to call it, sacrifice. Let's just sacrifice you. This is what this really boils down to. How many more need to die with a belief that is not at all correct. How many of you need to further suffer because you believe in a system that is not there for you? How many more of your kids have to be abducted? I mean, this whole pedophile thing. Did you ever think why they want to bring this in? Did any of you ever think about this? What happens with a child when they get beaten, abused, terrified, killed just before they're killed? Their organs are pumping full on mojo, adrenaline and other juices that, again, hormones and other things are up at their maximum. And if the pedophile kills the child, guess what? It gets harvested. Why do you think that's being allowed? Why do you think they're even talking about it? That's what Canada is becoming. Basically, a place, an inventory warehouse of people and organs. That's what this is all about. There is no, you know, some people may get all conflicted with what I'm saying, but guess what? Get over it, Cupcake. The next one could be you. We are not in a place where we should be. And we've allowed the wrong leadership to come in and desecrate the very existence of life. The whole idea about, like I said, hyperinflating everything, creating a hyper cost to everything. You know, what, you have to think why. Why does everything have to be so expensive? You know, what, you know, why are these things happening the way they are? Let's see what we got here. Sorry, lost track here. White race is going, for we don't matter any to only others. Well, like I said, we gotta quit thinking in terms of white and black anyway. That's been another problem. We've been believing that there is this distinction because of a color configuration, and we're identifying ourselves as a white race. We're not a white race. There's no white race. There's no black race either. You know, we got people of different cultures and ethnicities. Yes, that's true. And we got people of different identities. But you know, when we start identifying ourselves as a white anything, you know, we are now creating an identifier that categorizes us as this or that. Why don't we just start calling each other what we really are, men and women? Why don't we address each other by our names? The government is creating this distinction and this division. And they're doing it now in reverse. In the United States, people of African descent were the target to create the division. Now I call them a black. There's a bunch of different pronouns that we call people of African descent. So that created a distinction. There was a bunch of different pronouns that we call people of European descent. You know, and again, this was designed to create a major division. See, if we're really a sophisticated society, then we would call each other by what our parents called us, you know, by our names. Pretty sure they took my sister's organs after she let them kill her. Yeah, this is another thing I'm going to discourage. I'm going to discourage this. Do not sign your organs over on your driver's license. They're going to harvest them anyway, but don't sign. Do not give anybody any permission. You know, Yogi, I think this rules on an evil place is deeper than we think. There we go. Many bases have lost hybrid breeding. My labs, Ukraine had opportunity to 30 plus biological knives. Well, I think the money that we're seeing going over there is to produce a more sophisticated bio lab, so they can. I mean, look what they have available to them. They have Canada on one side, U.S. on another. They have China below them, Russia above them, India below them. I mean, they're sitting in a plethora of They're sitting in a smorgasbord. I think to keep them from my organs, I will do the old Indian burn funeral and yard. Then the rich bastards can't have them. Some barbecue organs for them. whatever happened to the wonderful world? I love pedophiles. They are so sick and sneaky. Well, they are allowed to exist now. Sorry, the IQ is very different for races. I think that's another overstatement, too. You know, I think it's not necessarily the IQ is different for different races. The IQ is not any more, any less. It all depends on what you do to not apply it. I met a lot of very intelligent people of European descent. I met a lot of intelligent people that are of East Indian descent, Asian descent. You know, and I don't see any. Your intellect is based on your environment and how quick you can adapt and how much effort you put into learning and application. That's what it really boils down to. Some people are good at certain things and they excel at certain things better than others, but for instance, I can't draw words to save my ass, but I can do computations and calculations, and I can formulate and compound, do all kinds of things. But there are some things I'm not that good at. But then somebody else may be extremely gifted in art, but not very bright with mathematics. So I don't think it's a matter of intellect. It's a matter of what you're keen on, or what you lean to, and your environment is your best teacher. You know, just look how people act who has values and morals, mostly a certain race who has the highest history of cities and most blessed. Are you a Canadian or in there? I'm in the land of the slave ruled by the depraved. So, you know, like I said, we've got a lot of programming. You know, if we're looking at history, how much of that is even accurate? You know, we know European history, and we know in European history, you know, there was always, you know, beliefs and whatever you were educated with, and there was a lot of things that were developed, but there was a lot of things that were developed in a lot of other histories as well, which have been buried or burned or decimated. So we don't really have the full scope here. And if we're looking at the cradle of civilization that started in Africa, then maybe they are the most advanced. But again, we would never know that. You know, it's always written that the victors write the history. And when you look at different cultures, with some of the things that I've seen, the science that I'm seeing is from another era that was extremely advanced that they have. Or they have been passing down. And again, we're not aware of it. I was just listening to a guy yesterday talking on Sean Ryan. He was one of the first guys. I didn't get to hear the whole thing. And he was mentioning how they were looking at remote viewing. And he was one of the first guys in remote viewing. So he was giving us a story about how they were in Thailand. And at nighttime, one of his buddies were being attacked in a cot beside him, and they emptied several rounds in this whatever it was. They pulled some hair off this whatever it was, analyzed the hair was dog hair. And when they went to the village to find out about, you know, this, if they seen anything, they went to talk to the local shaman, and they found two bullet holes in the guy, and they couldn't figure it out. Like, it just, nothing matched. So like I said, there are a lot of things that we just don't know about, and what they know and what they've had. So there's a lot of things that are, we may not be as advanced as we think we are. In fact, I think we're pretty retarded. In fact, I think when I look at the biblical reference with the Daniel's vision, that he interpreted with Nebuchadnezzar's division, I think we're at the very bottom. We have been decimated that way. We have lost our capacity to really think and analyze. I don't know if he was a shapeshifter. It's quite possible. maybe, I mean, the guy thought that perhaps the guy had worn some body armor and were the body armors at his tennis. The bullets went in. There was some excuse, but he said he really didn't know. He just didn't know. It's just like I said. And where would the guy have gotten the body armor? You know, that's another thing. Pedophiles will be handled with great care. They will not need to court to give them 2 years for raping a kid. They get corrected the right way if they touch my family. Well, it's not about vindication. It's about nipping this in the bud so there isn't any kind of sacrifice to Moloch or Baal or any other, you know, God out there that accepts human sacrifice or people sacrifice or child sacrifice. You know, this harvesting has to stop. This whole idea that you can allow certain things to exist because it promotes the harvesting of people and promotes the harvesting of organs and allows that kind of brutality to occur in our society, that should not even be allowed at all. And what I don't understand is the law enforcement, people that are in law enforcement, they see this. You know, I'm not sure how they deal with it. You know, if you've got a kid, or if you've had kids, anybody who's had a kid, you know, and you hold them when they're, you know, just born, and you watch them grow, and you pick them up, you hug them, whatever, you know, you got a little boy, a little girl, and they come up to you, and they're wrestling with you and doing whatever. You can't imagine somebody being that vile. And I have a big problem. When I see some kind of, for the longest while, there was this whole pedophile thing going on. And I could only look at it. I'm still the same way. I could only look at it for like 10 seconds. After 10 seconds, something in my head snaps. And I kind of lose it in my head. So I can't look at that too much because my first instinct is not a godly one. Yeah, be quite frank with you, it's not very godly. You know, my first instinct is just to, anyway, so I can't watch too much of that. Just, I have very little tolerance to it. I have no tolerance to it, none. But again, I had a son and a daughter. I, you know, raised them. I had, you know, I saw them when they were born. So like I said, when I see this kind of thing happening, you know, I just want to go hunting. Goodwill hunting, you know, that kind of thing. Is cloning a better way to get body parts? Seems it would be cheaper, but still, no. Well, it's not cheaper if you can get the parts for free. This is why, you know, as Canadians, we need, and everybody across the planet, you got a little child with you, going grocery shopping, or you're going to a movie house, where are you going? Arcade, a Walmart, anything. Don't let your kids just run around. You better make sure they stay by you. That might be your time that you can let them run thinking it's a playground, but that ain't a playground. You know, like I said, we're not living in these societies where people are, you know, looking out after each other's kid. Yeah. Like I said, the other thing too, how many of you have taken pictures of your children when they were kids, toddlers and whatever, and you put them on Facebook, or you put them on MySpace, or you put them on some social media channel? How many of you do that? Yeah, you've just advertised your child. You've just advertised, you know, fresh meat. And it doesn't take long. There are programs which can identify pictures and give information. I hope you're all aware of that. Sad to say, but law enforcement and any other authority is not, they're not on their side either. No, I agree with you. And then sometimes you hear about, you know, in the news, you see somebody getting shot or killed or whatever, you know, and they die. And, you know, and the thing is swept under the carpet. When you see stuff like that, you have to start thinking, what's really going on? What's really going on? I always worked that way. Yeah. Cheap viewer on. Yeah. So you got a lot of programs out there. So let's chip our kids to help kids. Well, the chipping of your child is not the, no, that's not the smartest idea either. I mean, I know you're being funny and I know you're being facetious. The chipping of a child is to locate children everywhere. So if they want to release a pedophile into your neighborhood or somebody to grab your child because somebody saw a picture on MySpace and decided they liked the way your little baby looked, and it would be just so neat to have, you know, their body parts, you know, or their blood. They now know where you are. This whole chipping thing, the same thing with the military. Okay, you send a guy, you drafted a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid into the military. They're sending him off to war. Okay, and now you got a tracker on them. And if the other side can hack that technology, they also know where your soldier boy is. Then they decide to, you know, take him out and harvest the organs. See, like I said, the whole technology thing is nothing but a seek and destroy. There's no safety in there. There's no, and again, putting a chip on your hand or your forehead or any place else in your body, this is also, again, another means of tracking. You know, and that technology is designed to basically terminate you. If they hit the right switch, activate the right genetics, you drop dead. It's that simple. You know, not even chips, but phone also. Yeah, anything. Anything. So the point I'm trying to get across here is that we're not living the planet we think we're living in. And we're living in a world where, like I said, you know, when we're looking at the full agenda, and again, you can look at any country. Like I said, I picked on Canada because I'm Canadian. But you look at any country and all the bullshit that's going on in my country. Well, it's not my country, our country. But you look at all the shit going on in France. Look at all the shit going on in Spain, Portugal, Germany, Luxembourg, Belgium, Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, Finland, the Balkan states, you know, the Mediterranean region, the Middle Eastern region. It's the same shit. It's not spoken about. It's not advocated. It's not, you know, televised. But we start really looking at all these kids that are winding up missing, and we're starting to look at all the kids that have died for no reason. You can almost in all high probability tie that to some organ harvesting culling. You know, maybe they look, you know, your kid happened to be, because you think about it, why are some kids killed and some aren't? Was this kid being targeted? Did this kid walk into place? Or was this kid abducted? I don't know how many videos I've seen on YouTube where I've seen the little girl sitting beside a guy and another guy walk up and see this going on. He notices the girl's scared, picks up on it right away, and asks the guy, is this your kid? And he says, yeah, it's my little girl. You know, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, well, what's her name? You know, and doesn't know. You know, and then the guy tells him to mind his own business. He says, well, I am minding my business. I want to know the kid's name. And so he doesn't know the kid's name. He tells the guy to take off. And then he talks to the little girl. He says, was that guy, do you know that guy? He said, no. And then the guy took the kid back to her house. That's organ harvesting. That's them going on a hunt. But we don't have to worry about that so much. We have to worry about the government. The government now is making it very clear, very plain, that if you want to die, we will kill you. We'll kill you in a way where, you know, we can now harvest your organs. You know, and if your child wants to change their sex, parents have absolutely no say in this. When did parents surrender their rights to their children? This is really the most absurd thing I've ever seen or heard. That's why we're in a mess we're in today. We don't even have the spine or the backbone to protect our own bloodlines, our own kids. Kid says, I want to have a sex change. No, you're not. You're born a boy, you're going to stay that way. When you get 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever, and you decide to do it at that point in time, you're not going to do it then either. You know, and you explain to them whatever the school is teaching you. And this is another thing. Why are we sending kids to an educational system that is programming them to believe the most absurd reality going? Think about that one. You're trying to institute morals, some kind of ethics, maybe something, you know, along the godly lines. And then you're sending them to an educational institution that is now in its entirety teaching them that, you know, how to give a blowjob, how to take it up the ass, how to fuck somebody, how to have gay sex. This is what they're being taught. Strong language, I know, you know, you may get offended. Too bad. This is what they're teaching them. Why are they learning this shit? You know, they're better at it than you are at this point, because now the institution is teaching them this shit. They're not supposed to be learning this. They're supposed to be learning how to deal in the world. And if this is how they're going to have to deal in the world, by prostituting themselves, this is more absurd. There is no value in this. None. You know, so again, if this is the institution that you're sending your student, your child to, then you cannot expect this child to listen to you on any level, because they're now being programmed with such indecency. They're not going to respect you. In fact, they may even speak to you in ways and manners that isn't even proper regarding to biology and genetics. So, you know, we're no longer, like I said, in this realm of thinking that everything is safe. I'm going to play a video as soon as I find it. Give me a second. Okay, I'm going to play this. Let me know if you can hear it.
Well, the war in Ukraine has a dark side, not just the 600,000 dead, of course, young men who were forced to fight in Zelensky's war, not just all the child trafficking going on in Ukraine, not just the baby-making factories in Ukraine. Didn't hear about that? Yeah, those are real, by the way. We've covered it. And in case you need a refresher, here is the Swiss-based baby surrogacy company, Biotexcom, with a promo video explaining exactly how the desperate Ukrainian women can come into their bunkers, have their uterus basically turned into a baby-making machine in order to make some quick cash.
Now I will show you our bomb shelter, where we will transfer our clients and their newborns in case of the outbreak of hostilities in Kiev. Let's go.
So look at our nice facilities here.
Here is a toilet. Here we have a first aid kit. There are all the medications needed to administer first aid. Here you can see gas masks. There are instructions on how to use a gas mask all over the shelter. This bomb shelter can hold up to 200 people who will feel comfortable here. Here is our sitting and bedding zone. There are sleeping bags and beds. It's possible to sit or lie here. We have enough sleeping bags and gas masks for everyone who will stay here. There are shelvings with food, as well as tableware, napkins, diapers, and all the stuff needed for babies. Newborns will feel comfortable here. Everything needed can be done here. Here is our children's area. Here we can place newborn babies. There are special cots prepared for them. There are also cribs for a bit older babies. You can see that babies feel absolutely comfortable here.
Yeah. It's like staying at the Four Seasons. Yes, using them as baby-making factories, surrogates, need a womb, we've got you covered, and the rent-a-womb business is booming in Ukraine right now and expected to double over the next few years. And the best place to do it, of course, is in Ukraine, where desperate women are being exploited, of course. It's even worse than the baby bunkers, we should point out, if you can believe that. No, Ukrainian moms are mad as hell. Ukrainian moms are going to conscription offices and raising hell about their sons being dragged off to war. That's one thing. Of course, the mainstream media won't show you those videos. Those are astonishing to see all of these moms fighting back. But they're fed up and they want answers as to who's been harvesting the organs of their sons and their husbands. Who died on the battlefield after they were
All right. I want you to pay attention to this closely. If you are in Canada or the U.S. especially, pay attention to this. This old good old boy bullshit about going to war because you're, you know, God, king, and country. This ain't about God, king, and country. This is about harvesting your organs for profit, sending you to fight wars to protect the special interests of the fucking billionaires. This is what this is about. This is about you going over there. If you are a soldier of Canadian forces, if you are a soldier, if there is a Canadian forces, if you are a soldier of the American forces, if there is that such a thing anymore, then your primary goal is to defend Canada or the U.S., not going to some country in the middle of nowhere to die for something that isn't even real. So that your organs can be harvested, so your DNA can be chipped and mapped, so they can use it for the next super soldier. So pay attention to this. This is really important that you hear what he's saying here. Here we go.
And are being exploited, of course. It's even worse than the baby bunkers, we should point out, if you can believe that. No, Ukrainian moms are mad as hell. Ukrainian moms are going to conscription offices and raising hell about their sons being dragged off to war. That's one thing. Of course, the mainstream media won't show you those videos. Those are astonishing to see all of these moms fighting back. But they're fed up and they want answers as to who's been harvesting the organs of their sons and their husbands. Who died on the battlefield after they were conscripted and thrown into the meat grinder? These Ukrainian women are demanding that the authorities hand over the information on who harvested the organs from their dead husbands and their dead sons. When they received their bodies, there were surgical marks and surgical removal of their organs.
Oh, my God.
Sold off on the black market. Here's the original Ukrainian audio of moms protesting in Kiev, and then I'm going to play the English version.
Пишем, скривають, інформація удаляється. Ми зробимо афішу на весь Київ, на всі города. І не ми одні, нас 11 закатованих ребят, які повернулися без органів. Без органів!
Now, here's the, just an English quick translation of this, so you can hear some of this.
We write, we hide, the information is deleted. We will make a poster for all of Kyiv, for all cities. And we are not alone. We are 11 tortured boys who returned without organs. Without organs.
Can I answer?
Yeah. I mean, it's hers. She made it in her body.
Yeah.
Those organs were made.
And her son is dead now.
Yeah.
And someone robbed her son's organs.
That were made inside of her.
Yeah.
So they're hers. They belong to her. She has a right to know.
Where are my son's organs missing from his dead body? Or worse yet, where's my son's kidney? He's still alive.
Oh, no.
So when you're operating on him, also taking out organs of people who are still alive under sedation, who were harmed, injured on the battlefield, were down and out for a number of days. They wake up, oh, there's happens to be some organs missing. Now, recall, you'll remember, Zelensky signed a law that lets Ukrainians harvest organs without consent. And at the time, Ukrainians were flipping out about this. Ukrainians were pissed. Ukrainians took to social media and they're like, what in the hell? Really? Without our consent, you could just take our organs? Yes, Zelensky signed that law. Ukrainian soldiers literally more profitable dead than alive to the Zelensky government because they can sell off those organs and make a lot of money.
Okay, this is what I was saying. Conscription. Going to war. For what? So you can make some pharmaceutical company richer? There has been nothing in the last 4 years that should give anybody any indication that you should trust anything the media is telling you, the government is telling you, or the pharmaceutical companies are telling you. And now this is another factor that can factor in here. And I've heard of this happening in Canada as well as in the US, where people go in for a surgical procedure and the doctor removes the wrong organ. Oops, that's all you hear. You know, and what's actually happening now is people are going into the hospitals and could wind up having a surgical procedure removing their organs, if say a kidney or, you know, maybe a lung, maybe your thyroid. Who knows? But this is another thing to factor in now. Okay, in Canada, right, everyone says we have social medicine. And social medicine is the thing to have. I don't really have an answer for that one way or another because it doesn't work in Canada. It doesn't work for a lot of reasons. Number one, the government will only allow so much to be used medically, so it's controlled. Number two, the doctors are not available in Canada to perform any real medical help. Most of them have left because they don't make enough money and they have left and gone somewhere else. Three, a lot of the medical people that are involved, you know, God help you if you go in to an emergency and you don't have a nurse, a head nurse that knows what she's doing. If you've got an idiot, the idiot will kill you. And we had a situation in London, Ontario, I believe, no, Windsor, Ontario, where there was a nurse that was going in and killing babies. And every time somebody died on the floor, they would put a star by their name. She thought the one with the highest stars wins. So she decided to kill the babies. This is how freaking demented things are. So when you're looking at all the factors around you, if your eyes are even remotely open, you have to realize that not everything you're seeing or hearing, most things that you're not hear, that you're hearing and seeing, is completely erroneous, totally erroneous. So, this is the reality. You can't make this up. You can look this up on any archival newspapers. Look up the Windsor Star. You'll see it because it made the news headlines in Windsor. Nurse kills, you know, babies in war. And then she got, this is the other, this is the other thing. She got suspended. They kept her out of work for about 2 weeks and then they brought her back. You know, we, like I said, we are not in any situation whatsoever to believe anything that the pharmaceutical is telling you, the government is telling you. Look at the government. How much bullshit did they tell us? Oh, it's safe. It's safe. It's all safe. They were organ harvesting. Okay, now we're listening to the Ukraine, and this is where I'm coming from. If you are in the military, do not, under any circumstance, surrender your organs. They're going to, like us, they'll take them anyway. But don't just give them the permission. You know, you're driving down the road and you got your driver's license, you put it on, you can take my organs to help you because you're thinking you're going to help somebody else. It's not going to help anybody else. It's going to go to the billionaires. That's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. And God only knows what they're going to do with those organs. Like I said, we are not in Kansas any longer. The whole idea of growing up is a real reality, especially in Canada. You're no longer children. And if you have children, then what are you going to do to protect them? You're going to keep listening to somebody telling you that you take an experimental syringe into your skin or into your children's skin, that this is okay? It's experimental. What part of experimental are we not understanding here? During the case of emergencies, this gives the government carte blanche to experiment on the general population to use whatever is in their cache of inventory to infect you with whatever the hell they want. Some of these things are not even tested. And you're going to just surrender that quickly because of a boogeyman? And how many of you actually looked up to see if they've ever had any specimen of the boogeyman? You know, most people that are listening to these shows, they're more than awake, they're aware, they're advanced, they're researched, whatever. But those of you who are just tuning in or just, you know, sort of bebopping around because you're still listening to these goofy-ass gurus that are not telling you any realities, giving you any real truth, selling you all kinds of shit, like, you know, the zeolites and the C60s and the nanosilver and the silicas and all the, and the adiaclarities and the, you know, and the, you know, terahertz and the hydrogen, all that shit. It doesn't do anything except just wire you up even further into a machine. How many of them are actually telling you what's really going on? Or are they just selling you shit? You know, these are the things you need to, like I said, really research all of this information. If you can find any evidence that they discovered what this stuff really was, and that they actually had a sample, I'd like to see the link because I've looked. There was no boogeyman. And guess what? We have no boogeyman again. The H5N2 or M1, whatever they've got there, that's designed to wipe away the chicken production so that you can't use the egg yolk in the chicken to help boost your immune system against any kind of SARS infection that they may provide. In other words, it can protect you from the flu because there was no SARS. So when we're looking at all these things that we're been told, and now we're talked about, let's go back to the land of the slave, ruled by the depraved, that the World Bank is telling America that in 5 years, 6 years, sorry, well, five and a half, four and a half, 5 years, that you will not be having any kind of agriculture, no cows, no chickens, no pigs, no goats, no sheep. No eggs, no crop, gone. What is that telling you? You think they have your best interests at heart. So a lot of things that we are being told, it's time Canadians grew up, not wake up. Waking up is a state of, I don't know, you're so used to that, it's just basically you've become desensitized. How about grow up? How about actually grow up and take a hard look at what's going on in the country? Take a hard look at what we're seeing in the country, how the harvesting is going on, how our Canadians as a whole are being harvested, are being geared to a harvesting. Rainbow flags, anybody? Come on in. We'll take your organs. We'll fix you. Oh, you want to die? Come on in. We'll take your organs. That's what that means. Some of you might get all, you know, frantic and have a nervous breakdown and all this other shit because you really don't want to, you know, have to get involved. If you don't get involved, they're going to kill you anyway. This is one of those situations where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And you're more damned if you don't. Because all that winds up happening is the government going fucking nuts and just running roughshod over a people that will not fight because they know you won't. You know, and I don't have a whole lot of stock in it either, to be honest with you. Those of us who have suffered and have been targeted and hit and whatever, we're still fighting. You know, I'm still fighting. But you know what? And it's not one person that's going to save you. Unless it's God himself, there's not one person that's going to save you. You know, that's basically what I'm basically telling you is if you're going to expect Polly Wally to get in power and to make changes, he's not going to make changes. It was a conservative party that got us into the WEF. It was a conservative party that sold our rights to China. And it's this dingbat that's just burying us in China's ass so deep we'll never be able to know what fresh air smells like. You think Polly is going to do any better? You cannot rely on a party system. A government that's going to be governed by a people or by governing a people has to have the people involved in the governance. If you're not involved in the governance, guess what? You now have a dictatorship, and that's what we're going into. All right, let me continue playing this little bit here.
For a soldier, I mean, organs are very expensive on the black market. How is that possible, you ask? Well, listen as these women explain Zelensky's law, which simplifies the transplant system. And now this is in place for about almost 2 years now. This new law has been in place. And it lets Ukrainians harvest organs without your consent. So the people that are rounded up, taken to these hospitals, they've been bombed. Doesn't matter. You may or may not have your organs when you wake up. Listen to these women explain.
Власти против своей страны. На примере детей. Это трансплантология. Первый закон, который принимает Верховная Рада, о том, что сносятся все барьеры.
Okay, I will read the the subtitle. So I'll pause this as this goes. And again, this is not just there. That's here. That's absolutely here. Okay, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it being flagrantly done in Canada, under the guise of, you know, transgender and the guise of maid, and now with the guise of the tax. The taxes are being used to kill off Canadians so they can harvest your organs. Here we go.
Taken to these hospitals, they've been bombed. Doesn't matter. You may or may not have your organs when you wake up. Listen to these women explain.
Власти.
Okay, the authorities are against their country. It sound familiar?
Против своей страны. На примере детей.
On the example of children.
Это трансплантология.
The transplantology.
Первый закон, который.
The first law, which is Verhona Rada, adopt is about.
Принимает Верховная Рада о том, что.
That all barriers are being torn down.
Сносятся все барьеры.
Which leads to organ transplantation.
Ведут к трансплантологии органов. То есть
all steps of consent. This is going on here in Canada.
Все возможные согласия, которые
which were taken into account in one way or another.
Были так или иначе учтены родственники.
Relatives and so on, because relatives then would be able to have a say as well.
И так далее. Просто
are just taken out.
За скобки, то есть расширяется.
So they are expanding opportunity for such unlimited
возможность для такой неограниченной преступной деятельности.
Criminal activity. Second, what they are doing.
Второе, что они делают. Они
they invite foreign
приглашают иностранных
foreign transplantology companies.
Страны компании трансплантологические. И третье, что они...
And third, what they are doing, what do you think?
Делают, как вы думаете? Они вводят налог...
They introduce tax cuts for them. Ah, too much. No. Okay. So, again, this is going on here. Who does the government work for? Ding, 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 ding.
Кого это правительство работает? Уважаемые коллеги, вот...
Respected colleagues, this is what we see, and when we talk about values today, it's not just a nice saying.
То, что мы видим и говорим сегодня о ценностях, это не просто красивые картинки.
Now you may be asking yourself, as many of you are asking in the chat, well, who's buying them? Well, a lot of rich people are. And, you know, we don't have the exact numbers, okay? We don't have the exact numbers, and it's hard to really track it. But you can start to put pieces together, as I've been doing over the past number of days. And there are certain countries, let's just say in the Middle East, that do not believe in being organ donors, okay? Only 14% of the population in certain countries believe in organ donation, okay? But then when you need an organ donated to you, you have to leave that country. You have to go elsewhere because no one in your country has an organ available for you. See how this works? So your country, you don't believe in organ donation in your country until it comes time to need a kidney. And then you're like, oh, crap, now I got to go to Ukraine. Now I got to go to the United States. I got to go out of the country where I live because I need an organ, and I'll pay top dollar. Now, Israel, a number of years ago, passed a law in the Knesset that banned, because apparently so many, you can look it up. You can look it up in the Knesset if you like. There were too many people leaving the country and buying black market organs. This is true. And the Knesset actually passed a law that stopped that. It said, no, we're not going to subsidize. We're not going to provide health care if you're basically going off the books in order to get organs. And it's not just Israel. It happens all over the world. And so it's hard to track exactly where these organs are going specifically, but we're working on it. But just to say, you have to think about the supply and demand. And where are the countries that don't believe in organ donation to begin with? They're going to need them when they suddenly need an organ, right? It is a supply and demand issue right now. And now the United States is doing, over 40,000 organ transplants per year. It's exploded. It's a huge business, though. And as we covered last year, Russian reports found some disgusting revelations. Organ harvesting business on front lines in Ukraine. Information on organ harvesting in Ukraine nowadays deserves attention, requires urgent internal efforts on monitoring and taking relevant measures. The existence of this terrible, bloody business is impossible without sponsorship at the highest level of government. According to the spokeswoman, the authorities of the Donetsk People's Republic have information on Ukrainian nationalists illegally harvesting biological materials from POWs, locals, and wounded Ukrainian soldiers, according to existing data. Now, here in this is a Russian report saying they're illegally harvesting. But as you recall, Zelensky signed a law that makes it non-consensual. So it's not really illegal anymore. Let's do it, right? The rest of the world, we would say that's illegal. According to existing data in the active combat zone, 20 to 30 people per day end up being operated on by the organ harvesters, many of whom traveled to different regions from foreign countries specifically for this purpose. So these companies and these countries provide these individuals that come in from outside, not necessarily Ukrainians doing the harvesting. They're facilitating it.
Wait. Honey, this is dark. Yes. What you're saying is that they scour the battlefield for people who are not quite dead.
Right.
And take from them.
I mean, I'm sad. He's sad about it. You know, I grew up being a Monty Python fan, but it's like, bring out your dead. I'm not dead yet. Oh, it doesn't matter. You will be soon.
So we'll just take from.
And as I pointed out earlier, and as Ukrainians have said, you are more valuable dead than you are alive, because we can take your organs and now we can sell them. Go ahead, Philip. Sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. There's the Monty Python, the meaning of life. They literally did like a forced organ harvesting donation bit in it. Right. Where they're just like, if you signed the donor card, they could just come for it anytime they wanted.
Right. So you're alive, but I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. You signed the card. But here you don't have a choice to sign the card.
I'm just thinking this through as if this were a member of my family. So even if they had a chance of survival from an injury, but then you injure them further, there's no chance. So we think of these boys who are being forcibly conscripted off the street while they're just going to school or going to work or what have you. And then they get hurt because they have no training. And then they take from their organs, assuring their death.
Yeah, basically. Or taking one kidney when they've been knocked out and they've had a leg amputated. So they wake up and they're like, oh, well.
Also, you have just one kidney.
Also, you just have one kidney. And you might have taken some shrapnel to that area. So that's why we had to remove it.
We took a piece of your liver or what have you.
I mean, do you guys really believe that these guys are on the up and up, telling these individuals the truth about what's happened to their bodies? Like, this is they have the moral high ground here, that these individuals are waking up without an arm and a leg, and they've got stitch marks on their back where their kidneys have been removed.
This is beyond the pale. This is almost too much.
Yeah, I mean, but these are the things we need to cover, right? I mean, it's like why we cover child trafficking in the United States here on this show, because we need to shine a light on these stories. The freaking mainstream media is not covering it. Fox News isn't covering it. Are you kidding me? CNN's not going to cover this. We need to cover this stuff. Of course, Ukraine has been trying to downplay the child trafficking and organ harvesting, saying this is just Russian propaganda. So here's the Kiev Post. Russia's fake factory, organ harvesting from dead soldiers and Ukraine's heirs of Hitler. So they're saying, you know, this. Their media outlets are basically pushing this out, pushing out fake information about this. Bah, sorry, that ship has sailed. Because now that Ukrainian moms are coming out demanding answers about their own sons who've had their organs removed. Sorry. Can't really push that propaganda story anymore, can you? And also, it's interesting, far too many independent sources have also confirmed this trafficking problem in Ukraine. What's even more hilarious is that the Kiev Post also covered this story. So here they're out with us like, this is propaganda about child trafficking and organ harvesting and all of that. And oh, by the way, when you go through their archives, you'll realize that the Kiev Post also covered this story before Zelensky took over the media and kind of made state media. Here, front page of the Kiev Post, pedophiles find Ukraine a good place to roam.
apparently, Canada hasn't gotten that far yet. Pedophiles are welcome. Come on in. Doors wide open for you. You know, even though we're passing laws and we're not, sorry, the government, which is not part of Canadians, one day Canadians will grow up to that reality and realize that the government is not a part of our system, that they are selected, not elected. You know, that this pedophiles find Ukraine a good place to roam. What a thing to be known for. You know, what a thing to be known for. And here in Canada, you know, they're passing, you know, regulations and God knows what else, you know, to allow this kind of, like I said, the pedophile is the perfect weapon. Sees a kid, you know, like I said, you know, when you are going out, you no longer have the luxury of letting your kids running around, because if there is a pedophile running around in your area that isn't being registered or hasn't been registered, that may have even been put there by the government, and it's not that far-fetched to believe that that could happen, your child may be a victim of organ harvesting. You know, see you later, Virginia. Have a good night. We're no longer in that, like I said, this is no longer, you know, Mother Goose land here. And this is going on in Ukraine, you know. And I think the whole war thing going on there is another front for organ harvesting. remember at the beginning of this war, and volunteers were going in there, guys from the U.S. and Germany and all these different places. You don't hear about them, hear about that too much anymore. But how many of them went over there that weren't even trained? In fact, if you recall some of the early videos, they were saying that you got about 2 weeks of training, and that was it. Here's a gun, go and shoot. How many of them were harvested? Now we have Germany, we have Sweden, Switzerland, the UK, France, three other countries, maybe Belgium as well, and two other countries are now bringing in conscription to go to the Ukraine to fight. Are we sending them to be harvested? Is this what's going to really be happening here? We've been told all this bullshit about Russia being the bad guy. Russia's probably part of this as well. Sending their soldiers in there, and they're saying 10,000 soldiers a month are dying. Are they also being harvested? Like I said, it's just one big capitalism in body parts. And now we have another wave of boogeyman, the boogeyman that's coming. And you know, we forget so quickly. I don't know what's wrong with us as a species. We forget so quickly that we've all had a flu before in our lives. We've all had colds. We've all had respiratory issues, especially during the fall and winter months, when we transition from summer to fall and fall to winter. People always have colds. Because what's happening is the body biologically is now got too much of one thing, and it's going through a process of detoxification, and that's all that's really going on. And we feel like shit because the poisons are being exuded out of the body, all the dead proteins. And we think that this is something special, because you know what? You ever notice they always line this up at the break of winter? You know, at the break of winter, they always line this up. So you think that there's something really going on, but what's really going on is the normal seasonal flu. Like I said, the brains are gone. All big corporations, but the same owner. Because we're going to boogie till you just can't boogie no more. Exactly. That's calling most more cognitive. Yeah, that's calling more. Yeah, that's true. All big corporations, but the same owner. Well, I mean, think about this. Okay, even Germany is saying, and I've been saying this for a while too, that we're going to be heading into a war. Germany validated what I was saying. The only difference was the time. There's a time differential, but the way things are heading with war and all the things that are going to happen for war, this is just one big organ harvesting harvest coming down the pipe. If the Ukrainians are harvesting their own soldiers, dead or alive, and probably harvesting Russian soldiers and any POW that's over there, what's going to happen when we send all these different countries over to the Ukraine? And are these organs being harvested so that the Middle East can benefit from those organs because they don't believe in organ harvesting? Kind of makes you wonder, right? I mean, where's the big money? Big money's where again? So I'm just, you know, this is speculation, total speculation. Then they want to help us. Then they want to help us stop our natural detox fever. Yeah. So like I said, there's a lot going on, and we all have to sort of grow up on today's reality. No longer living in the ancient 1980s, 1970s, 1960s. A lot of those therapies don't work because of what the nature of what we're being exposed to today, the radiation, the nanotechnology, the genetics, you know, the frequencies. These are all part of what's killing us today in a different way. And now we have to deal with government regulations that are further stressing society, like it's going on in Canada. two carbon taxes, and now another three taxes are going to be put on there. Now we're going to block import. This is going to just stress a lot of Canadians out. You can barely exist in what's going on now. And then on top of that, we're going to be dealing with all this other stuff. And again, the maid and the transgender thing is nothing but an organ harvesting agenda that the government's allowing to be had. This is why they protect the transgenders. People that want to have that change so their organs can be sold. Government doesn't give a shit about these people. They're just looking at the fact, oh, you want to lose your boobs? Fine. We can use your mammary glands. You want to lose your ovaries? Fine. We can use those. We can sell those. You want to lose your uterus? Hey, we can sell that. Hey, you want to lose your testicles? Definitely. We got use for that too. It's all about making money and keeping people stupid. Keeping people beyond stupid. So anyway, we just wanted to further play this a little bit more. Here we go.
That has to be lost in translation. I don't think they must have meant that. This is like a pedophile stream.
No, it is.
It's not.
Nobody knows the depths of the problem, okay. Reads the subheadline here. Nobody knows the depths of the problem. But the nation has seen as a hotbed of child pornography and sexual abuse. And of course, if you cross-reference this with the United States government and the intelligence community, the United States government broke down and stopped a massive child pornography ring that was settled right in the heart of Ukraine. That's easy to find. Simple Google search will turn that up for you. You don't need me to do that, and I'm not going to because it's disgusting to read. Here they are reporting on how Ukraine is a top destination, though, for pedophiles. So we've known about the problem in Ukraine since at least 2014. In fact, the U.S.-owned State Department website reported on this back in 2014 right on their frickin' website. You can go there right now. You have right now, you can go to the U.S. Department of State's website and read this for yourself, okay? This is their own human trafficking report from 2014. And it stated clearly, quote, children in orphanages in Ukraine and crisis centers continue to be particularly vulnerable to trafficking within Ukraine. And then here's, take a look at your screen. Oh, go back to that. This is the Huffington Post. Not exactly a right-wing publication. Drop this bombshell report in 2015. Ukraine's orphanages are a feeder for child trafficking. The report highlights the findings of a three-year-long investigation into Ukraine's orphanages and found that children are at risk of being trafficked for sex, labor, and the selling of their organs. Yes, organ harvesting. You see a pattern here? That's the Huffington Post.
I have a friend who was telling me recently about her struggles with infertility. She looked into an agency in Ireland, and they connected her with a baby service in Ukraine. And she said, yes, you can get on the list to sign up. We can't tell you anything about where that baby will come from, and we can't guarantee you a healthy baby. So you just get on this list, and then you get what you get, and you don't get upset. It's like a popsicle flavor. And you may get one that has cleft palate or some kind of congenital disease or something like that, and it's just, you just get it. And so she's like, you can't tell me where it comes from. You can't tell me the origins, like nothing. And you're not even guaranteed a healthy one. And she's like, I just didn't feel right about this.
Yeah.
Not knowing the origin of this baby. And
yes.
Yeah. And so she decided not to.
And I'd love to know the price tag on that, because this is a massive multi-million dollar a year business, right? This is I'm talking hundreds of billions of dollars. This is why when people are like, this can't be happening. This is why people shut down and they compartmentalize this stuff and they don't want to talk about it. And they just want to talk about Trump and they just want to, but this is a multi-billion dollar a year industry. This is why they make so much money off of it. These agencies make so much money off of it. So your friend who was consulting someone through Ireland found out, the hotbed of places to get babies is in Ukraine. Some 82,000 children are said to live in these facilities, in these like orphanages that your friend may have gotten a baby from. Although no one seems to know for sure exactly, according to the Huffington Post. According to the Huffington Post, some Ukrainian activists put the number closer to 200,000. Look at this. Revealed, elite pedophiles paying $150,000 for Ukrainian children at sweet shop on the border. You go to Poland, right on the Ukrainian-Poland border, where elite pedophiles get access to these babies. They're paying up to $150,000 to get these children. That's why these moms want to go to that baby bunker, make some babies, and they'll probably get a few thousand dollars, and then the agency who's running the show gets $150,000. That's how it works. So why are we writing a blank check to Ukraine and allowing this to happen? If you, the American taxpayers, are sitting there watching this right now, outraged about it, and Lindsey Graham can go all over the Sunday talk shows and tell you how it's your, you know, American duty to support this, you've got another thing coming. Why are we writing a blank check to these people? As ex-CIA agent Larry Johnson just told the judge, Western Bloc countries will continue to invest in Ukraine because they are interested in the flow of children who are used for child trafficking and organ transplants. Listen.
Remember, we've got reports coming out of Ukraine that children are being trafficked by the West, that they're being used for both sex. They're being used for harvesting organs. It's not isolated reports. They're very credible reports on this. And you come back and look at, why is the United States so heavily invested in Ukraine? Because it's not because we're there to, quote, uphold democracy. If we're there to uphold democracy, we would be attacking Ukraine.
Let that sink in for a second. If we were there to uphold democracy, this is not the bastion of democracy. It's the exact opposite. It's evil and it's disgusting. And we'd be attacking them. But it's worth pointing out that even before the war, the United Nations, other human rights organizations were sending off alarm bells about Ukraine's child trafficking and organ harvesting problem. I mean, and we've known about this for many, many years, and we were reporting on it. The United States State Department. So if you're sitting back there with your arms folded because you love Ukraine, or you're part of like the propaganda machine, or you're a bot, and you're saying...
Bots can't sit with their arms folded.
I know, but anyway. But they can fire off these bots like real fast, and then they jump in here. They can actually program through AI, so bots will suddenly come into the chat room, and they'll all say the same thing. You know,
yes.
They'll just type in simple phrases like Russian propaganda or Putin's, you know, whatever. They'll just like... And they program these AI bots now to hit social media and hit our shows like ours and things like that. Anyway, my point is, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, this is propaganda, this can't possibly be real, all you need to do is go to the FBI's website, look at the massive child pornography rings that they've uncovered, understand, go to the United States State Department website, read their own reports on it, okay? Listen to the firsthand accounts, and more importantly than any of it, seek and go and find the moms in Ukraine who are right now talking about their own sons and husbands who've had their organs removed. And they don't have answers from their government as to where they went and who made the money off of them and who paid for these organs. So seek that out. And we'll continue to cover the story. As distasteful as it is, we will. Well, the war in Ukraine has a dark side.
Well, what he was saying is what's going on here, Canada, U.S., this is going on. This is why I'm saying, you know, do not advertise your children. Don't put them on any kind of social media. That would be the dumbest thing to do. Don't advertise anywhere about what you have, because you may one day lose what you have. You know, and don't allow your kids to be tagged like a dog, because that's just a homing device. That tells everybody where they are. You know, you don't really want to be doing that. You got a kid, you're responsible for that kid. You brought him into this world, you take care of that kid. You know, and don't see, he was saying, women are making babies so that they can get a couple thousand bucks and the company makes $150,000. You know what? Canadians do not grow up. This will be you. You will be next. You will sacrifice your kid to maintain your status because you're too fucking lazy to get off your ass and take responsibility the way you should. And that's the bottom line. Being afraid is normal, but having a reality check is also normal. If you don't do nothing, guess what? Canada will be is becoming the next marketable Ukraine. Christy Freeland, not Atlanta, Christy Freeland, Minister of Finance in Canada, just is taxing the healthcare system and then turning around telling doctors they can get a raise. Are you effing kidding me? Pretty soon, you're going to a doctor is going to be like sacrificing your firstborn. That's where this is going. Today, I gave you all kinds of things to think about. The rainbow is nothing but a harvesting program. The maid is nothing but a harvesting program. Taxation at the highest level in the country is another harvesting program because it's going to drive a lot of you to becoming harvested. Time to grow up. Time to realize that mom and dad is not the government. All right. I'm going to wind her down. You got the links already, I think. I put the Discord links in there, so you're more than welcome to come into the Discord and have a discussion with other people, you know, that are, you know, of like-minded, that are intellectuals, because they're doing their own research and they are developing whatever they're developing. So I encourage you to come on in. I always say at these shows, the last of these shows, read your gospels, read what Jesus had to say. I'm a big believer in finding the truth, and I'm just going to tell you to read, not to be dictated to, and start with the gospels. Cannot emphasize that enough. All right, the next show will be in the 14th, 8 o'clock p.m., till the next segment to your health, and we will see you there. Take care.
You done?
Almost.